Discers.
Hello, Discers.
This is Treesbane. I'm here with Mr. Bojangles. We are back at Heritage Park in Olathe.
It's our favorite disco.
It's our favorite course, and we didn't feel really great about how the last podcast here turned out.
It was
a fun game, but it was too many people, too much noise.
Too crowded. Some of us were a little in the bag.
Yeah.
Not in the disco bag.
So we are back at Heritage Park. This is one of our favorite courses. We're at hole one, tee pad. One of the beautiful things about this course is the tee pads, all top notch.
Oh, they're nice and long.
There are signs for each hole, and they have updated these with pin position supplementary signs.
Yeah.
That's nice. Although, hole one.
Hole one's not our favorite.
Not our favorite when it's in position A or B, but position C sucks.
Yeah, and that's where it is today. So, yeah. 400 feet, par 3?
It is a Sunday. It's about 10:30 in the morning.
Say something about the trees. You gotta get through.
Beautiful day, by the way. No wind. Yeah, this shot opens with a narrow little corridor between two big trees.
Man, let him through it right in the dirt.
But if you can get him through those trees, it's a good thing.
You're better off, for sure.
Yeah, so Mr. Bojangles shot first, as usual.
I wasn't on the mic.
And here we go. I made it through.
I'm winning.
Woohoo!
I got a bogey on that, by the way. I got 4.
I think I got 6.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a tough one to start on.
Tough nut to crack.
400 feet. I believe it.
I don't believe that's 400 feet. I think that's...
Think it's further?
Fuck yes.
Oh.
Sorry. Profanity. You gotta change this podcast to explicit now.
Isn't it already? Shit. Kids, if you're listening, don't say bad words.
Did we miss some sort of turn somewhere? We've only played this course 60 times.
Yeah, we must have.
Oh well.
Whoops. Alright, hole 2. Hole 2, we're in a pin position C here.
Again, another longer pin position.
398 feet, par 3.
I'm gonna bust out the trespass. This is the equestrian holes. Number 2 and 3 really get involved in horse lore.
Yeah, you butt up right against the...
In fact, I do see one. I see a horse right over there. Somebody's riding one. There's a little of others too.
Think they'll do some jumps?
I figure they should. Don't know why they wouldn't.
They've got a whole, what is it called when horses jump over things? An obstacle course?
Steeplechase.
Steeplechase.
Oh, there's a whole bunch of them now. What do you call a bunch of horses? Is that a herd? If they got jockeys on them, is that not a herd? Is that just a stable of horses? Alright, getting back to hole number 2.
Hole number 2.
Hole number 2 is interesting because it has a cedar tree right in front of you. What would you say? It's 25 feet?
20 maybe.
But the tee pad's pointed right at it, so you have to either go left or right.
Yes.
Depending on if you're a left-handed thrower, flicker, right-handed backhand thrower, whatever.
But there is a nice wide open field.
There is.
Just to the right of it.
Right.
So it's probably the way I'm going to go.
That's the way I'm going.
My bullets. Hey, this is Mr. Bojangles. We're up to hole number 3. This is Treesbane's favorite hole, I think, in all of Kansas City metropolitan area. He had the hovercraft throw, which goes down in infamy by me, pretty much exclusively. So he was throwing the Star Destroyer. Rest in peace, Star Destroyer, wherever you are. And it just hovered about an inch off the ground for about 250 feet. So that was pretty cool. So I got a bogey on the last hole. Treesman also got a bogey. It looks like we're doing alternating shots right now. I owned the box, but he's given me the microphone, so I'm going to use it to full advantage. He is light. What does he say? Right. A splash out bogey. I was throwing for par. Yeah, yeah. But that's okay. Don't go ahead. I'm not. We're not keeping track of things. You've got the box. You are standing on the box. You get this because you had the hovercraft throw. Yeah, I know. Yo, Joe. That was a reference to the hovercraft throw, not to this one particularly. All right. And also, obviously, G.I. Joe. So, here we go.
My bad. I feel bad. Well.
The bogey bus is calling us.
Bogey bus. Lazy throwing. I had a par there, but.
I had one too. I had
half-assed it in. Yeah, we both should have parred that. I think we hyped up that hole too much.
Maybe so. There's a good possibility. I don't know. I think we're too amped up for Heritage right now.
It's possible.
Or maybe it's because we haven't played it in 4 months. Where are we gonna go? Oh, we're gonna go with the B position today.
All right, hole four.
317.
317 foot. To the right. Yeah, I like it when we can just, the A position is like an easy hook just around to the left. But
right, right. As long as you get it past those two cedar trees or something like that, then hook right into it.
That's all right. All the long positions today. I'm digging a Heritage.
Bring it. Maybe that'll mean the back nine will be short positions.
Maybe.
The tee pad is nice and thundered. Would you like to?
No. Let's go back to the way it's supposed to be. I think that threw us off the last one.
I'm sensing not a par.
What happened?
I held on to it too long.
Mm. I'm gonna throw my mid-range truth on this one. There's a little bit of a wind. Hole five. B position. It's gonna be 261 feet.
I actually think I prefer the B position on this.
Yeah,
one.
I like the B position.
You gotta negotiate these first few trees for sure.
I have definitely hit these trees.
I think we both have.
I think I've seen Shane hit these trees. I mean.
Has he? He's never hit them?
Blu-ray. I'll edit that out in post. We bogey bust our way here.
Yeah, we can't find the par train. It's left the depot.
Can we the back nine, maybe?
I think it's gonna happen right here.
Yeah.
I think this has birdie plane. Birdie plane, man. Birdie plane. Written all over it.
Mr. Paul Jangles, standing shot. We're not gonna approach today. Ooh, he makes it through the first two. And hooks it.
Wish I'd have gone a little longer.
It's nice. Bogey bus.
Hey, bogey bus.
Bogey bus.
How are you doing? Nice to be on a vehicle that's got four wheels on the road.
Yeah, that's not bad. I'd just like to make a point. I do not think pistachio shells are littering.
Oh, hell no.
They're natural. I'm sure birds use them for something.
I mean.
But these salt and pepper pistachios, awesome. Hole five?
No, I think we're in hole six.
Hole six.
I just covered it up.
Six.
Hole six.
Hole
looks like it's in the
six.
B position, which has never been.
No, B position.
Kind to us.
Well.
I know I birdied the A position once or twice.
317 feet. There's a bench at this hole. And
they
a trash can.
Nice job with the benches. It's not wooden, so I think it's going to last for the next millennium.
Yeah, no discharging stations. Heritage Park's pretty on point with removing stickers and graffiti.
Not that we've tested them on that.
Yeah, not that we've ever put stickers up here. But I know that if I did, it would be gone. So props to you, Johnson County Parks and Rec.
Hole number 6 is in the shade, too, with a nice breeze.
Yeah, we are. Mr. Pole Jangles, still holding the box. We'll see how long that lasts. Hey, Mr. Pole Jangles.
Yes, sir.
Did you know that Heritage Park was built in 1981 and opened on July 4th?
It opened up on Independence Day?
Mm-hmm.
That's very interesting.
In 81, we used to think this park was, like, new.
I think I played soccer here a few times whenever I was a youth.
It's crazy. It looks brand new.
Hey, what do you think about Lakeside Hills? I looked at this golf course review, and it's showing it is closed. That's why I put a tweet out there asking the general populace if they know anything about Lakeside.
Lakeside Hills?
Yeah. Because when we were out there, wasn't there some flags or something like they were getting ready to put...
What, you mean Birdland?
Yeah. Isn't that what it's called?
Closed Birdland?
I think so. So now Swope's closed, Lakeside's closed, and,
Harmon got
and Harmon's, like, neutered. Missing two of its balls. Balls, something.
Maybe they're gonna give us some nudicles.
Nudicles.
Mr. Paul Jangles. Taking a walkabout. You know what I'm gonna do? I'm gonna throw left-handed.
I'm gonna flick it.
I've never thrown left-handed. This could be really disastrous. I play ping pong left-handed and right-handed. There's a bunny in the path. It does not seem to be scared of us. Oh, that's just a little baby bunny.
He is. He's skittish. He's not quite sure where to go.
You got a picture?
I got a picture here.
What should we name him?
Hoppy Par. edit that out. Hoppy Par Stocking.
We double bogeyed that. That was rough.
Hey, we at least get a par 4 out of this one.
Hey, par 4. We are on hole 8.
7.
7.
This seems like hole 8.
515. Nice. Little bit of a corridor off the gate, but there's a nice big sunny field. So very little shade. And it is downhill to just a little to the right.
It's over the hill and through the woods. I mean, it's a long ways to go. Yeah. So, off air, we were talking a little bit about sponsorship deals.
Yeah.
And I know a particular person who should be sponsoring us, but isn't.
I wanted to get, wanted to start slapping disc salted nuts for when you want to feel like you've been playing but can't get outside.
There's a couple of other sponsorship deals that are in the works, too.
Yeah?
My daughter's got a slime-making business.
Oh, yeah, she's got a lemonade stand.
And lemonade stand slash tomato stand slash coffee.
And beets.
And that pole dancer's kind of working on that. And beets.
And beets.
Kind of the shroot.
Okay.
Shroot farms.
And were we trying to get in touch with Nudicles?
When your dog just doesn't have the feeling after he's been... quote unquote fixed. Give him some nudicles.
Masculinity for your emasculated dog.
It's really more about the human element, I think.
Yeah. Well, here's another buddy.
Same one?
Maybe the same one. Maybe he wants to join in the game.
I think that this is a sign. I think we're gonna do well on this one. We've got all the bogeys out of our system.
Good. I agree. And it's a par 4, so...
It's a par 4, so we got a little bit of room for... So let's see. So 515 feet deep.
I put our Twitters on our description. Did you notice that? So, a thing about Heritage Park, disc golf course, you might occasionally hear another group of discers. Bar train!
Woo!
Great that we got that excited about
a par
hitting average.
Hey, all right.
See that sign?
The next tee.
Next
tee. Right,
nice little next tee sign within.
I think we should have put it a little further.
10 feet.
Yeah. Only 10 feet away from the hole.
Wow. Shout out to Kansas City Disc Golf Club.
Yeah.
Flying Disc Club.
They're some nice guys.
Yeah, you guys do a great job. Every park I play has you guys taken care of. It always looks great. Good work.
You know, there's one course we haven't played that they do. It's called Hidden Valley.
Ooh, I like their ranch.
Did you say that's the gold standard of
328 degrees. No, God.
What is the gold standard?
Fresh. You gotta use fresh dill and fresh roasted garlic and fresh parsley. Celery.
So you're saying Chef Whiskey makes it
up? Oh, have you had his ranch? It's fucking bomb.
328
feet, and even though we... Yeah, well, still Mr. Paul Jangle's box. I think you're stuck in that bush.
Yeah.
You're wedged in there good.
Hey, this is Mr. Paul Jangles. Not Mr. Parr Jangles, because I got a double bogue, so I am on the mic right now. Mr. Treesbane has the box. He is lining it up. This is one of our favorite boxes because I was the first person to ever throw a disc off of this box. Lots of people might claim it, but they were actually taking the forms off of it as I was doing that. So I didn't put my initials in it or anything, but it's here for your posterity, indicating that I was the very first person.
I was there, it's true.
So I just want to talk a little bit about a couple days ago. I had my first pseudo ace. I'm really kind of trying to figure out what I want to call it. I went ahead and threw my AVR disc at Harmon Park and missed the hole by just maybe a foot. And so I whipped out my daughter's disc that she gave me after she came back from 4-H camp. It was a Rock Springs Innova, some kind of 150 gram putter, slammed it into the chains. I got a little talking to via Twitter that's not really considered an ace, and I didn't ever start claiming it was. I'm going to call it the promise ring ace because it doesn't mean anything. So anyway, that's just kind of bringing you up to speed on that particular thing. Treesbane's got a little case of the giggles. That's okay. He's lining it up. This is the B position, so it's to the left, which actually fits our style of throwing. He went ahead and went to the left. He's got a nice throw. It looked like it glided very well. So we are at hole number 9. This is the turning point. I am beating Mr. Treesbane. I keep calling him Mr. Treesbane, but he doesn't go by Mr. very often. Let's see. I haven't thrown my TL3 very much, and it was a standard bearer for me for a long time, so I'm going to go back to it. Oh, there's horses. I see horses again, so that's pretty interesting. It's a nice morning, Sunday morning. It's nice and warm, but not too hot. A little humid, that's okay. Here we go.
I'd say this is the nicest weather we've had in the past.
Most definitely.
Shit. 8 fortnights?
Might get a par out of this.
Nice shot, man.
Thanks.
Knock some leaves down.
Uh-oh. We've reached hole number 10, and it is in the C position. Unfortunately, the map does not identify what C is.
I think it's the same place it was last time. They just never fixed the map.
It's like far and then to the left.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. But we rode the par train here, which I believe means it's still your mic.
It is my mic.
So, pass the mic to Mr. Paul Jangles for Fistful of Chew. It's a Beastie Boys reference. Figure it out, guys. It's a classic. Treesbane's trying to decide which way he should go. Should he go left or right? The high road or the low road? He's more of a low road kind of guy, but that's okay. I'm going to probably choose the high road just to give him a little hint of what's about to come. It is a little warm out here. This is an interesting hole because it used to have some plant life that grew maybe wildly, maybe not wildly, on this hole. Oh, we found some on this hole too. It was right over there. You identified it. Yeah, yeah. That was after hole 12. Ceased to be the official weed hole of Kansas City. It's all right. Here comes Treesbane. He is taking off. He's put an Anheuser, and he has figured out what his name is. Now, this is interesting because it's in the C position. There's no par identified, so we might just go ahead and declare it a par four. We'll see. We'll see how our scores reflect things. Here we go.
Hey, I thought of a good name for that rabbit. So we have hit just about every tree on this particular hole.
There's another one ahead.
Yeah, I guess we got a couple more. Oh, wow. We show those trees who's boss. Just a couple lumberjacks out here. Hole 11, gosh, what kind of horrible transit was that? It's like a...
I think we just walked. That's just called the sneaker.
We did the walk of shame up to hole 11.
More of a pub crawl type scenario or something.
Another long position.
It's par four at least.
Yeah, all right, I'm gonna hand it off because we're still tied.
Hey, this is Miss Pool Jangles. It's still a delightful day, even though our scores are not reflecting that. And he's having fun. He's having more fun than I am. So technically he's winning from a fun standpoint. I'm winning from a shot standpoint by one stroke. Here he comes on his approach. And all right, he clipped a tree, but stayed kind of to the right of the main fairway. So anyway, I've been listening to a little Frank Zappa, and I just gotta say, Dweezil and Moon Unit, I don't know what your dad was thinking, because he's kind of weird. Anyway, it was a song called Shut Up and Play Your Guitar. It was no vocals, so it was kind of boring, gotta tell you. Double album, triple album, something like that. Ugh, that was a little bit of work. Hey, I just got buzzed. Weird.
With the approach. Ooh. Slow and low. Let yourself go.
That is the tempo.
That's another Beastie Boys reference for you, kids.
That's right. We're stuck in 1989, y'all.
God damn it, read a book. So we're taking the walking path. Or double bogey, would that be like a double decker?
A double decker bus.
Double decker. Maybe,
and you're not on the top one. You're not on the observation deck.
Yeah. Not the fun part. So what, a triple bogey? That would have to be the walking path.
I think that's almost like a pub crawl scenario where you're crawling across the ground. You're
dragging your bag.
I did just drag my bag on this last hole. But we're up to hole number 12. It's one of our faves.
And I think this might be the longest I've ever held the box.
What?
Sorry, buddy.
That's okay.
We play this for steps. We don't play it for competitive. We didn't put a dollar on a hole or
punish trees.
They suck up all the oxygen, right? That was a reference, and I don't even remember what the reference is to. But sucking up all the oxygen, is that? I know. It's like an Arrested Development joke. Jesus Christ. All right, this is the weed hole. We found one time lots and lots and lots of marijuana plants on it. It doesn't seem like they grow as robustly as they used to. So they might be back. They might be back. We haven't been here in 4 months, so we'll see. We'll let you know. Here we go with the drive. Alternatively, this is also called the stump hole because the hole is embedded into a stump. So that's what I got for this hole. Here we go.
All right, hey, hi. We rode the par train from hole 12 to hole 13. We did find two little cannabis plants, hemp. They didn't look too healthy. I nailed a really beautiful putt. I'm really proud of it. So we've got pair of guys, they're kind of speeding through the course. We're gonna let them play through.
It's like a man and his son, I guess.
Yeah.
Not doing a podcast.
I don't want to put labels on them.
All right.
2018.
The top and the bottom.
Hey, this is Mr. Bulljangles. We are up to hole number 13. We both parred. We took the par train over here. It's been hard to find it, but it has existed, so there's been different places to board the train. Hole 13 is very wooded. There's lots of opportunities for trees to hit. There's one by Tree's Bane. The trees free... The trees fear Mr. Tree's Bane. As you can hear, there's some car action in the background. This is as close as you get to a road. I think that that's Flum right there. So if you're familiar with the Kansas City area, it's a street. There you go.
That has a silent P on it.
All right. First of all, Tree's Bane has paid off the tree gods in some sort of blood. I'm not sure what, but he just had the second putt of the day. He tickled the leaves of the tree and just dropped it right in there to save the box. There's also a public service announcement I'd like to make. On hole number 13, there is a wasp nest, so watch out. I didn't get stung or anything, but it is right in the middle of the sign, the pole that holds the sign. It's Mr. Pole Jingles telling you about wasp poles. Wasp poles. That has nothing to do with
the wasp
position. It's quite the stinger. Anyway, we're up to hole number 14. We are playing the difficult B position. It is a par 4, 484-foot hole. Dog leg severe to the right after you go probably 300 feet straight away. So, very challenging one. Hoping to get a bogey out of this. Here we go. Hi, this is Mr. Pole Jingles. I am still on the mic, which means we still tied. So we both got bogeys on the last hole. I had a pretty decent putt from, it was maybe 60 feet, would you say, something like that? And it just dangled on the edge of the thing. So, and then finally flopped in. So usually those flop out for me, but that's okay. We're up to hole 15. We're playing what is called, quote unquote, the B position, but this is a new hole position, so the signs need to be updated. I think we have to raise some funds for Heritage Park. This is a tricky one. There's obviously a lot of trees for us to negotiate and or hit. There's two in particular that got cut down. They have orange tape on them, so that's really nice. I'm glad that they cut them down. Tree's Bane went with the roller decision, and he's in the brush, so... This is just tough. This is a tough hole. I'm not even sure what I'm going to throw. I might just go with the buzz or something like that and try to anhyzer it or something along those lines. Whew. Hole 15. This is neck and neck. This is a nip and tuck. I have one stroke lead. So this is coming down to the wire. Here we go.
Bogey buzz.
Bogey buzz.
The bogey buzz.
A potential water hazard. Frizzonies!
Frizzonies!
Hole 16! A position. I think there's just one.
It's actually gonna put, it must be putting a new position in.
Yeah. 361 feet, par 3. Bit of a water hazard if you really go wild.
It's not actually 361 feet, I think it's actually a lot further than that.
Alright.
Because this is the sign from the old position, the old tee pad.
That's right.
Yeah, so they haven't updated the signage, but
so
they
have no idea how far this one is.
I mean, I would venture to say we should play this in the par 4.
Yeah, look at it. It's tiny.
It's like 450, 460.
It's like a pull hole for ants. It is still my box, so I'm going to go ahead and throw here.
And I'm going to enjoy this bench. So I'm going to see how it's doing. There's an ant crawling on it. It looks like it's having a good old time. See if Tree's Bane can get his disc wet today. I know it's an old joke. We're still doing that. Well, yeah, I think we probably did that on the previous podcast, but a lot of people listen to it. If you want to, you can go back and listen to Disco and Blu-ray, do all kinds of things. That was a nice throw. Got it out past the walking path into the bright sunshine. Hole 16, yeah, so the tee pads are nice and long. They are the correct length, in my opinion. Let's just step it off. 1, 2, 3, 4. They're 15 feet in length, so I mean, that's nice amount of concrete. pond looks like it's a little low, so that's good. I can probably avoid that.
Did you get in that pond?
I did, I think on my initial throw. And then I threw from the water. As I get some hecklers back behind me that were giving me some static. All right, so, I'm gonna go ahead and throw.
Part train. Ooh, horses.
In all kinds of nature today.
Yeah. Hole 17. I'm not a fan of this hole.
Why's that?
Well, we've got a pretty narrow hallway to get through and then a big open field. Looks like we're doing 339 feet for part 3.
Yeah, we're in the
beach. Is that over the creek?
It is over the creek, and it's off to the left quite a bit, so you really kind of want to let it curve.
It's just getting through this hallway.
The stifling, non-windy hallway, too.
You don't have to say sorry, buddy, every time you hand me the phone. I'm fine with it. I kind of like being on the mic. I like jazzing things up. I like to watch your approach, see how you do things. See if you might hit a tree. I don't know what's going to happen. I'm going to probably do a standing approach here, just to let you know. But here we go. Zingo! He clipped it, but that's all right. He got through the hallway.
Through the hallway! Mr. Paul Jangles, standing approach. Lining up his shot. He makes it through the hallway as well. He made it quite a bit farther than me. Oh, that's great.
Plenty of opportunities to mess up.
Oh man, I only got this hole and the next hole to tie with you at best. Probably not gonna happen.
You could.
It's maybe our closest game ever.
It's pretty close.
Are you playing down to my level or am I playing up to yours?
I think that you're playing up. Mm-hmm. And I'm just kind of letting the course beat me up. All there is to it.
Well,
I think I've been thinking about Frazzoni's too much.
Oh yeah, could be it. And the streak has been broken. Mr. Paul Jangles gets the box. Oh my god.
The crowd goes crazy. Oh my gosh, they're messing with us, aren't they? What's this?
All right, we're up to hole 18. Bogeyed. I actually double bogeyed, but we're gonna give me a bogey because my shoe was untied and I got distracted. hole 18, they scratched out a bunch of things and added things, so.
We're playing a par 4 now.
Par 4.
Yeah. It says it's 417, but I think it's actually probably further than that. All the way probably back by the exit sign.
Okay. I'm gonna do a backflip off that tree and then I can do a parkour par 4.
And birdie plane.
Par train. You know I'm gonna edit that out.
No, you're not.
Yeah,
love it.
I've got the whole sound effect.
Birdie plane.
Dan loves it.
Well. Thanks for listening, Dan. We appreciate your
You know, that mini cast has like over 20 plays now, so Dan must have gone out and played or something. All right, great end of the game. I got a par, Mr. Paul Jangles, Mr. Par Jangles.
Birdie Jangles,
my bad.
Birdie Jangles.
I had fun.
That was a good one.
I had fun.
It was a challenging course.
Yeah.
Say that. I think every position was as hard as it could be possibly be.
Well, they were all the far positions.
Right.
And this is just the more technical course.
It is.
It's not all about power. It's about precision.
Yeah. But it's also a power, too.
Yeah.
Precise power. So this is one of the courses we probably score the worst on, but we love it. So does that make us like some sort of
masochist?
We're disc golf masochists. We don't like the easy throws. We didn't lose any discs.
No, we did not.
We didn't find any.
So we came out on par.
We didn't talk about how close I got to the water on hole 16.
Oh man, you were.
I was.
Less than a foot.
Yeah.
Less than a foot from the water. Might have even skipped out of the water onto the land.
It might have.
You never know.
We didn't see the landing, but we didn't hear any splashing either.
Parking lot's a lot more empty than it was when we got here.
You think that's from all the equestrian events? Maybe they're done.
They were still riding on hole 18. Did you want to hit up your water fountain first?
Oh, yeah, man. That'd be great.
That's cool. I'll go sit in the shade over there. This is at shelter 10. That's where the disc golf course starts. If anyone trying to hunt it down, because it's not actually listed on the Johnson County Parks and Rec website that this park even has a disc golf course.
Heritage is really for discers. It's not for the amateurs. Right? You can't just walk on and go, hey, I got a freaking ultimate frisbee, and hey, I'm gonna go play.
I wouldn't suggest it. Any reflections, thoughts?
We saw a lot of nature. We saw a lot of people at the park enjoying themselves, not watching TV. We saw some walkers. We saw wildlife.
Mm-hmm.
We had...
camaraderie.
We had camaraderie. We had an exciting end.
Yeah, it was pretty close. What, you were three under me, right?
I think that's how it ended up, yeah. But we were tied there for, what, six holes in a row?
That's crazy.
Yeah. Some of them were pretty good putt saves.
We had some really nice putts today. I was happy about
that.
So, Heritage, it's one of our favorites for a lot of good reasons. It might be a little out of the way for some people, but it's not like in the heart of the city.
Yeah, it's best if you're on the south side, the Johnson County area for sure.
But I would say of all the Olathe courses, it's the best.
Oh, for sure. Because you basically only have one other now, which is that, like to see if there's any tournaments just so we can avoid them if we're out for the podcast.
We look out for tournaments not to enter, but to stay far away.
That's right.
Advertisers, you know, or hit us up, DM us on Twitter. the slots are running out quick.
hey, we're almost over, 500?
Yeah, we're almost to 500 listens. We'll have something special when we hit 500. I don't know what.
We haven't discussed that, so we have a little
bit. We'll see how well this episode does. Hit us up if you have any questions or comments. Hit like, subscribe, tell your friends. Bang those chains.